This is Bob Inyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What a historic day in Colorado. The Secretary of State has certified the signatures on the personhood petitions. So praise God, the Colorado Personhood Amendment should be on the ballot in November. And in studio to help us all celebrate is the director of Pro-Life Colorado, Joe Scott. Joe, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
It's wonderful to be here, Bob.
What a day! 103,000 signatures certified by the Secretary of State's office. That means personhood will be on the ballot in November.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise God. Wow. And Planned Parenthood, of course, they still have the chance to try to use the courts to force their child-killing agenda on America longer. But with that many extra signatures, 27,000 signatures above the threshold. Wow, this was 1,300 Christian pro-lifers working all over the state of Colorado. That might be a record, 1,300 circulators.
I don't doubt it, Bob. I don't doubt it. 1,300 dedicated circulators that have a stake in the issue now.
Yeah, just thrilling. And it has been 20 years since that many people in Colorado were working to bring about a victory for the unborn. So this is absolutely historic, and there's a lot to cover on today's show. This, first of all, and we have a press release put out nationwide by American Right to Life about unborn personhood on the Colorado ballot. So we want to talk about that. We have the American Right to Life road trip leaving Monday from Denver, Colorado to Billings, Montana, to help that state's effort to get personhood on the ballot in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, then the pro-aborts have to split their money and their resources on two states. They can't focus all their tens of millions of dollars just on Colorado. They've got to split it.
It's their resources, not so much their money, but their manpower. I don't think they have that much.
Not that much,
no.
Huh? Manpower?
Not the manpower. They've got the money, and they've got a few talking heads in both states, but I don't know about the actual footwork.
So, make it more difficult for them and easier for us to win with a battle raging on two fronts instead of just in Colorado. So the American Right to Life, first-of-its-kind road trip, leaving from Denver, Colorado, 7:30 Monday morning to Billings, Montana, back late Wednesday night. What a fabulous time we'll have. And Cal Zastro is going.
And his kids are going.
Cal Zastro's children. Cal is key to the personhood campaign here in Colorado. So he wants to go out and help the folks in Michigan. And Jason Troyer from Colorado Right to Life. Keith Mason from Colorado for Equal Rights. And I'll be going and others. So what a great time this road trip will be. If you can come on out, come on out. Also, the Senate Bill 200 in Colorado, the most aggressive attack on Christianity, this homosexual legislation, which has passed the House and the Senate in Colorado, Focus on the Family is urging people to call the governor's office, Governor Bill Ritter, or email or write the governor's office in Colorado and urge him to veto SB 200 because the law actually says, Joe, this is startling, and it's amazing that the ACLU testified in favor of this bill.
I know.
They supposedly stand up for free speech. Yeah, right. Of course they don't. But this bill states, there's a section that states publishing of discriminative matter forbidden, and it says no person can distribute or publish any communication, book, anything, advertisement, intended to discriminate against sexual orientation in the matter of rights, like homosexual marriage, privileges, like homosexual adoption, and so on. This is a startling assault on Judeo-Christian morality, I mean, it's questionable whether or not the Bible would be prohibited from being sold at a bookstore.
That's my question,
under
Bob.
This law right here. And Bob in Your Life certainly would be against the law, because homosexuality is destructive. And if you love your neighbor, you'll do everything you can to discourage people from this destructive lifestyle. So, okay, so there's the homosexual attack on Christian liberty and Christianity itself right here in the state of Colorado, while we have 131,000 signatures to get personhood on the ballot.
So cool.
That's so cool. So much is happening. Okay, now, also, before we get to the press release, Colorado Right to Life has candidates' questionnaire and the candidates' answers on their website, and this is exciting. This is probably the hottest thing on Colorado Right to Life's website ever. People going to find out what their local candidates, how they're answering these 7 vital questions, and what fabulous questions they are, to really get to the heart of whether a candidate is just spinning something to get your money and your vote, or whether they truly will uphold the God-given right to life of the unborn.
So valuable.
Oh,
so
man.
Valuable.
And American Right to Life has made a commitment to take this questionnaire and get it to pro-life organizations all over the country in the next election cycle. So we'll really be able to find out what do these candidates truly believe about abortion. And then once they put their name on the bottom line here, you know, Lord willing, we'll be able to hold their feet to the fire.
Hopefully.
And say, you said you would not compromise even on supposed, on so-called pro-life legislation that regulates the killing of unborn children. Please don't agree to any law that ends with, and then you could kill the baby.
It's great. It's much better than a question like, are you against partial birth abortion? Which did absolutely nothing.
Right. It gave political cover to thousands of pro-abort politicians,
right,
who could say, I'm against partial birth abortion, because they knew that would not stop a single abortion, not one. And so the lack of insight and political sophistication by National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow, when they worked for 15 years to get into law a ban that could not stop a single abortion and would provide cover for thousands of pro-abort Democrats. That's what happened.
It's funny, Bob, because National Right to Life would say we have a lack of sophistication,
yeah,
and insight.
Right, exactly.
Know?
Yeah, and so we'll see who understands better human nature and the way, the dynamics of these issues. Okay, now, before we get to the press release, yesterday, today's historic.
Right.
Yesterday was probably, there was a targeted residential protest yesterday,
yeah,
of collaborators with the abortion industry. It was run by the Collaborators Project. It was the most successful, significant residential protest in the history of the movement.
Ken calls it number one.
Ken Scott, of Ken and Joe Scott fame, calls it the number one residential protest in history. It was extraordinary. Could you tell us about it?
Oh, Bob, it was just fabulous. We got there a couple of hours ahead of time. There's 2 entrances to this huge mansion that backs up to the country club, the Denver Country Club,
a $4 million mansion right off of Downing.
$4-plus million mansion.
Yeah, right.
And at the back entrance, a couple of people drew a big heart on the ground, and it's a heart baby.
A big heart, like a 10-foot-high heart.
Pink and yellow,
yeah,
heart.
Beautiful. Like,
yeah.
And like, love babies. We should love babies. That's what we should do.
Uh-huh. And that's what was at one entrance going into this mansion. They were going to have a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood to raise money to kill babies.
And then there was the truth truck with the enormous pictures of,
yes,
what abortion is, showing aborted children, and with the sign courtesy of the Weitz Company.
On it.
Because that construction company is building Auschwitz, America's largest abortion facility, right here in Denver for Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Now, this house, they were holding a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And there's about 40 wealthy people. It was $275 a head to just go to the event.
I think there were more than 40, but there were
40, 50, whatever.
Yeah. They had to pay $275 to be at the event.
To get in. And then there's the band. And
the caterers
and the servants and the security, mm-hmm, and the police. There are a lot of police.
Yes.
And so on. Okay, so what was at the other, this mansion sits on some acres at the Denver Country Club. What was at the other entrance? So the one entrance was the huge heart, the babies, and the truth truck.
Right.
What was at the other entrance?
The other entrance, there were protesters with large graphic signs, and then they had two signs on poles that must have gone up 10 feet high.
10 feet high.
And on one pole,
it formed like an arch.
Yeah, it didn't meet in the middle.
No, but the cars had to drive under the arch.
Right, and it said baby killers.
Baby killers.
They had to either drive under the arch, or those who chose to park their own cars and not use the valet service, that was someone else they had there, had to walk under the arches and listen to us. And they were filmed going in. They were, we had
the pro-aborts.
Bloody abortionist outside that was just banging babies around saying, I need your help to kill these babies. I can't do it by myself. To all the cars that were going under the baby killer arch. It was just a fiasco.
So it was a fiasco. And to demonstrate that these people are there to raise money to kill children. And the neighbors came out. It turned it into a zoo.
Yes.
One neighbor said he was pro-life and Christian, and we shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
He said, what do you think you're accomplishing? And I said, we have an answer for that. He said, well, what do you think you're accomplishing? You're not going to change any. And I said, we have an answer for that. He said, what do you think? I said, if you stop for a second, I'll tell you what we're accomplishing. I said, no child killing with tranquility. That's what we're accomplishing.
He couldn't understand that, though.
No.
But after the attendees all went under the arch and we did the little street theater stuff out in the streets on both sides, lots of neighbors came by. We had a lot of good conversation with neighbors about all different aspects of abortion.
And with some of the people there, like the catering staff.
Oh, that's right.
Some people exchanged phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
People were prayed with. We had ministers there who got to talk and share the gospel with young couples. One young couple shacking up, one of the caterers, shacking up with his girlfriend. He said, you know, there is a God. And he said, yeah, I know, I believe there is a God. And so they exchanged phone numbers for continued ministry. So it was a great opportunity.
It was.
But when it was all over and they were all now inside this massive estate.
Safely away from us.
Yeah, far away from us, because the house is so far from the entrances, you can't even see the house. You can't even see the backyard.
No.
Or the front yard.
It's true.
It's like acres away.
Uh-huh.
So they figured, okay, they're done with us. Now they're going to have a great time.
Right.
Well, lo and behold,
there's an alley.
There's an alley. In the alley, we tricked them by, on Google Maps, Google Images, Google Earth, you could see there's an alley that goes right up to the house, right into the backyard. It's astounding. And so we held a protest there a week earlier, and we intentionally didn't go down that alley to give them a false sense of confidence that we would think that alley was somehow off limits, like it's private property or something. So sure enough, they set up outside in their terraces all this, you know, expensive catering and tables and fancy everything.
Formal waiters and waitresses.
And tuxedos.
Tuxedos, yeah.
And so what did the I was there. You were there. There were 15 or so Collaborator Project folks there, a couple ministers. What happened?
Well, as soon as everybody was in, safely away from us and feeling comfortable that it was over, we went down the alley.
We went down the alley and joined the party.
Didn't we?
It was unbelievable. And I had basically a bet with the founder of the Collaborators Project, Will Duffy. I said, Will, there is no way they're going to have that dinner outside. It's not possible because we are here in the backyard. We are right here. And he said, no, they have to. They just have to. Look at the logistics of it. They can't move this indoors. They can't. And so they delayed and delayed and delayed. They were hoping we would leave.
It was until after 8.
8:30.
Yeah.
They delayed their dinner for an hour and a half.
Right.
And they were starving.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally the caterers started putting the food out on the tables. And the food stayed on the tables for like an hour before the people came out. They were trying to decide what to do.
Right.
And then they were putting something on the food. I thought it was like bug spray, but it was just dressing. But anyway, so the people came out And just as they're all sitting down at their
fancy tables, let me tell them. This is
what?
My favorite part.
What happened?
Just as they're all sitting down and it's quiet, you announce that we were going to bless the food.
It's time to say grace. Let us all pray. And then one of the ministers there said the most beautiful prayer.
Didn't he?
With his calm and booming voice. And then for the next hour and a half, there was preaching, there was singing, there were chants, no child killing with tranquility, no child killing with tranquility, and ripping off a baby's arms is wrong.
Right.
Ripping off a baby's arms is wrong, no child killing with tranquility, fabulous songs, worship songs. It was the most significant home protest in the history of the movement.
It's the first time that we've ever been anywhere with pro-aborts where we could pray with them at the table. You could feel the tension in the air. You could feel it while the prayer was being said.
Right.
You know, it was a wonderful prayer.
Yeah, it really was. It was an extraordinary time. And so these people, they have this event. They're all decked out to the nines, you know. And they're at this mansion for a fabulous night. And their night is ruined. And then they wake up this morning to the news from the Secretary of State's office that Colorado's Personhood Amendment, the signatures have been certified, and it's on the November ballot.
Woohoo!
Man, that's a 1-2 punch, huh?
Couldn't ask for a better time.
That's a 1-2 punch. So they were hoping to be celebrating, and the pro-life Christians are the ones who are celebrating. And so now, and the classic item from last night was the arch. The baby killer's arch, that to go to this event, you had to drive or walk under the baby killer's arch, and they didn't want to do it. People got to that arch, and they'd stop. They'd back up. They didn't like it, and we'd wave them through. We'd say, you know, we had our vest on, a fluorescent, you know, like you're a security guard or something. Construction. Waving through. Hey, you're a baby killer. Baby killers go this way.
Yeah.
This is where baby killers go. And they didn't like it, but you know, and sometimes the men would laugh and the wife would not be laughing.
Right. Sometimes they were just their faces. I took a lot of pictures of the people going in and their faces are just miserable.
And their license plates. And their license plates so that we could perhaps have a home visitation.
Yeah.
At the homes of collaborators of child killers. Okay, so Joe, the press release put out by American Right to Life. This is now all over the internet, and we've seen from their past press releases, they tend to explode on the internet all over the place on major news sites. So, Lord willing, the same will happen with this one, just released today, of course. But could you start going through this press release? You and I will do it together.
Okay. Unborn personhood on Colorado ballot. American Right to Life elated at historic development.
Wow, that's the headline of the press release. And then it starts quoting Brian Rohrbaugh, "For the first time in 40 years of legalized child killing, pro-lifers have moved an entire state to consider the God-given right to life of the unborn," said Brian Rohrbaugh, president of American Right to Life. "We thank sponsor Christy Burton of Colorado for Equal Rights, the 500 participating churches, and Colorado Right to Life for getting personhood on the November ballot."
So, amen.
Amen. That's the opening of the press release. And let me tell you, Joe, this press release is hard-hitting.
It is. Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Really?
In fact, American Right to Life is always a favorite press release because you just don't come out and celebrate. It's like a double-edged sword.
A double-edged sword.
Time.
This is not just celebrating. This is going to be a hard-hitting. It's a brief press release. Fits on half of a page. But it is hard-hitting. So that's the open quote, "For the first time in 40 years, a historic development," thanking Christy Burton, 500 churches, and Colorado Right to Life. Now, could you do the second sentence?
It goes on to say, "Today, the Colorado Secretary of State's office validated 103,000 signatures on the human life petitions, 27,000 more than required to force the statewide vote. If passed, the Colorado Constitution would define person as any human being from the moment of fertilization."
Yeah, that's just thrilling. And in all your, Joe, you've been out there at abortion clinics for?
Ever.
3-4 years?
Yeah.
How many
30
years? 30
just
years.
About 30 now.
5 days a week. Have you ever seen anything like this happen in 30 years?
No, I've been praying for this to happen for 30 years. This nothing. No one would ever stand on personhood before.
Wow. So could you, Brian Rohrbaugh, another quote from him is next. Could you read that?
Abortion is wrong because it's a baby. It's always wrong to intentionally kill a baby, said Rohrbaugh, even when the father is a criminal, as with incest.
Okay. So Brian Rohrbaugh points out abortion is wrong because it's a baby. And even when the father is a criminal, as with incest, abortion is wrong.
That's right.
You don't kill the baby. So then there's a quote from the group's website, and it says this. The abortion clinic covers up the crime of incest and typically sends the victim back home to her rapist. Even worse, they often send her home with her rapist, the criminal who brought her to the clinic. And then there's a fabulous quote from Steve Curtis.
Yeah.
Steve Curtis is the group's vice president, American Right to Life vice president, and former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. There are no hard cases. Abortion, said Steve Curtis, abortion for incest emboldens a criminal to rape his young relative, helps him escape being caught, tempts him to repeat his crime. I mean, these are undeniable observations. Abortion for incest tempts this rapist to repeat his crime, and is not compassionate because it kills a baby and increases the woman's suffering.
And lies to the woman that she's not going to be suffering. You know, it's just
disgusting. Devastating. So then Brian Rohrbaugh added, personhood for the unborn helps people understand there are no hard cases when deciding to protect a baby. You don't kill the baby because her father is a criminal.
That's right. You prosecute the criminal.
Hmm. Okay, so then there's a quote from someone, I don't know who said that. This is, from Joe Scott. That's you. Hey, Joe, how'd you get in this press release? You get around. That's why I was thrilled you could come to the studio today. Yeah. Director of Pro-Life Colorado, Joe Scott said, abortion clinics, why don't you read your quote?
Abortion clinics nationwide refuse to comply with mandatory reporting laws for suspected child rape.
Okay, now, you got clinics all over the country. They refuse to comply with mandatory reporting laws for suspected child rape. So they have a girl, 14 years old. She's pregnant. There's reason to believe she's sexually assaulted. And there are laws that require health workers to report, to call the police. They refuse. They simply don't do it.
It's not just health workers, even teachers, if they know a child's been molested, they're supposed to require. But at the abortion clinic, they don't have to.
They refuse to.
Well,
because the law mandates, requires that they report, but they refuse. They will not do it.
And even when I've contacted law enforcement agencies like the police, they won't enforce it.
Right. In fact, your quote says this.
Yeah, we brought audio taped evidence provided by Life Dynamics of that failure to the Colorado Attorney General's office, and they chose to look the other way. Personhood for the unborn will reduce crimes against women and children.
Wow.
But they won't help.
They will not. The police and the Attorney General's office, they say tough. If the abortion clinics are not reporting, they're failing to comply with state law, we don't care. They're abortion clinics. They don't have to obey the law. That's their attitude.
I've told them, I'll call you when a young girl goes in. And they say, I have to know for sure what her age is. I have to know how old the guy was. I have to do all the investigation.
Yeah, right. And I remember there was a female detective out there from the Denver Police Department, and there's a girl going in for an abortion. She looks like she's 13 years old.
Yeah.
I said to her, will you find out if that girl was raped? I mean, it's a 13-year-old girl. And this detective, she refused, and she wanted to give a ticket to Flip Benham, who was there, because he had a horse, and the horse was gnawing on the public grass.
That's right.
And she wanted to give a ticket for the horse eating the grass when a 13-year-old girl was going in to have her baby killed, and I was enraged, and I let that detective know.
And she was also worried about the horse's teeth and whether or not the horse was healthy.
Yeah,
remember that?
Right. So let's continue with this now. So personhood for the unborn will reduce crimes against women and children. That was the end of your quote.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous quote. And then this whole press release ends with another excerpt from the AmericanRightToLife.org website. It says this: American Right to Life applauds the dozens of Colorado politicians and candidates who have publicly endorsed the Personhood Amendment. And we urge all Christians, pro-life leaders, and organizations to support personhood as the only foundation on which to reverse the decriminalization of killing unborn children.
Amen, Bob. But the reason I like this so much is because it just doesn't pat ourselves on the back. It takes the next step. It goes after the Attorney General's office. It exposes them for evil.
Exposes them, exposes the abortion clinics for looking the other way when kids are the victim of incest. These kids are raped. Planned Parenthood doesn't care.
Nope.
They don't report. In Colorado, I asked the Assistant Attorney General. We were at
the meeting.
At the Attorney General's office, I asked, is there once that you can recall, and he had a sex crimes expert there with him, is there once that you can recall that any abortion clinic in the state has ever reported a suspected child rape?
That's right, you did.
And the answer was, no, we can't recall once ever, ever, never.
Right.
And that's true nationwide. They don't. They don't report. So personhood for the unborn on the Colorado ballot in November, this is historic. This is a crucial battle that Christians need to get in, fully involved in this battle.
That's how we're going to win, by the grassroots people. Mm. The big organizations aren't going to push us through.
They
it's
probably
everybody.
Won't, because, you know, status quo of raising money and political power, and this threatens the status quo because it's not the status quo institutional groups that have brought this about. It's Christy Burton. It's 1,300 Christian pro-lifers in the state. It's 500 churches.
And it's an opportunity for the entire church to come together and actually accomplish something with Jesus at the helm. Mm. No politicians, no judges. Mm. Just do it the right way.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So if you would like to help out, I encourage you. There's a few things you can do. You can call up Colorado Right to Life and make a donation for the campaign. Their number, 303-753-9394. 303-753-9394. You can become an internet volunteer, and if you could commit 5 hours or more from your home computer, then you can help out in a crucial way over the coming weeks with this campaign. Just very simple, just being at your computer, you know, 20 minutes here, an hour there, a half hour here. If you could commit 5 hours or more, call Colorado Right to Life. Say, I'd like to join Team 131. I'd like to be an internet volunteer, and Donna at the office will put your name on Team 131. If you could donate, American Right to Life has a vision. Boy, they have a vision to fill a stadium.
I know they do.
And you know what? They need people to step up to the plate who say, I want to give $10,000 and I don't need a tax deduction.
They need some that will say, I want to give $100,000. You know, the Bible says that people without a vision perish.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've seen such a clear, concise,
vision
accurate vision in forever.
For the fight to stop the killing of unborn children and to glorify God as our creator. Because our rights don't come when we're born. They come from our creator. So at the moment we're created, at that moment of fertilization. Joe Scott, thank you so much. Joe Scott, Pro-Life Colorado, and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school, pre-K through 12th grade, Maranatha in Arvada, 72nd and Oak. And our website is kgov.com.